Good morning to everyone. Howdy. Wow, Monday passed very quickly, and we're now on the Tuesday. Well, it seems like it's just so recent that we turned the page to a new chapter of 2022, and now the month of January is about to end. Maybe it's a cliche to comment that time passes very quickly. Time flies, as they say. So let us also quicken our step to go closer to God and our neighbor. Time is short. And we read in the gospel today from St. Matthew's, or rather Mark's gospel, chapter 16 this time. We skipped so many chapters because of the feast today, the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. St. Paul of Tarsus, a Roman citizen, but Jew. And he was a persecutor of the church. He attacked the church. He also killed Christians, approved the killing of Christians. He was that bad. So it was a wonder. And many doubted the news about his conversion on his way to Damascus. On that fateful day when he was driven off his horse and a voice spoke to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And that began a whole series of steps towards his conversion, towards his becoming an apostle. An apostle with the same dignity and stature as the rest of the first 12. And then he was martyred for the faith. One of the scapegoats that Nero found to blame for the burning of Rome. We read from that Gospel of Mark that Jesus showed himself to the 11 and said to them, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation." The context of these words was that our Lord was about to ascend to heaven. Having accomplished his mission on earth, he was set to occupy his throne in heaven at the right hand of the Father, from where he will come to judge the living and the dead. So before parting, he instructed them with these words, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation." I emphasize this because as it gives me goosebumps, this is what we are here for. To go to heaven, and to go to heaven, we must fulfill what God wants us to do on earth. As Christians, we have to obey this very clear command. Go out to the whole world. Well, we're here in the Philippines, in Cebu, maybe. And you, wherever you are, where you listen to these homilies, Jesus says, proclaim the good news to all creation. Of course, we occupy different posts in society, different roles. So it's obvious that we will be able to do this, fulfill this mandate of the Lord in different ways, depending on our station in life, our occupation, our obligations of state, and so forth. We have different talents, different skills, different personalities, but all of us are part of this great enterprise of God to save man. Not only man during the time of Christ, but all mankind up to the last man and woman at the end of time. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. These are the signs that will be associated with believers. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will have the gift of tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands and be unharmed should they drink deadly poison. They will lay their hands on the sick who will recover. Jesus was handing over the reins of this church he established to his apostles about 20 or 21 centuries ago. And that legacy, this instruction, is also for us. And we will be able to do these things. Cast out devils, speak with the gift of tongues, and so forth. I have experienced this very much. Casting out devils, maybe not in the sensational way as in the movie The Exorcist, but certainly freeing the souls of men and women from the slavery to the devil. It's gift of tongues. Gosh, just like those friars of 5 centuries ago who came to this part of the world to evangelize. Imagine, they're from Europe with no knowledge of our dialects and languages. And they went, came across. I mean, they went, came through. And that's how we are now with the Santo Niño, Our Lady Peña Francia, and so forth. They will pick up snakes in their hands and be unharmed should they drink deadly poison. Well, I've not drunk any poison, absolutely a poison. But I remember my experience in Iloilo. I had food poisoning. Good thing I survived. I was hospitalized for about 8 days in Iloilo. A few days after I set foot there, having been newly arrived from Europe, from my ordination and practice in Spain, then I was sent there to Iloilo to do Opus Dei. I was so happy to go there. And apparently the water, I usually drank water from the tap in Spain, in Rome, in Manila, in Quezon City. But Iloilo proved to be different. So I was down for about 8 days. I was with high fever and shaking. And anyway, and we will cure the sick. Maybe not in a sensational way, but visiting the sick, we have contributed to their cure in their bodies and in their souls. So let's keep this gospel very much in mind. We have a mission. If you suffer from boredom, well, that means you're like a Ferrari sports car capable of having a, 100 horsepower or even much more, and then traveling, 50 kilometers an hour here in the roads of Cebu. Of course, it will be very boring. Because that car, that engine was made to run, easily at speeds close to 200 kilometers an hour. It would be very boring. You have a supercomputer, and the only thing you do there is to write a Word document. It's pretty boring, but you have to learn to harness its power. So let's think, how have I practiced this command of Christ? Have I proclaimed the good news through my example, through my ready word to remind a friend, to encourage him to go to church, or to pray together, or to invite? I heard about this March for Life in the U.S., in the West Coast. Wow! I don't know how many years already since the first time it was held in 1975, I guess. That's an initiative. And we can work with Protestants, with Buddhists and all that who believe in the value of life. So, project like this, not just a religious procession, that could also be done, but many other things, secular, in secular fields, in all places, and all facets of life in society. Let's ask the Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph to bless these efforts, these resolutions. I'm not going to tell you what to do exactly, but I'll tell you what God wants us to do in general, and it's up to us to do to make that more specific. Thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!